بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدركه الفجر وهو جنب من أهله ثم يغتسل ويصوم متفق عليه. Continuing the chapter on regulations, some masail regarding fasting. We did yesterday, a person mistakenly he eats while fasting, the fast won't be nullified and he should continue his fast. In today's hadith, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rise in the morning in the state of janabah. Janabah simply means the major impurity which renders ghusl wajib. The minor impurity makes wuzu compulsory. Major impurity makes ghusl compulsory. That's called janabah. وَهُوَ junubun, in Arabic junubun means to be in the state of janabah, major impurity, which means a person requires a fard ghusl. So she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rise in the morning in the state of the major impurity, janabah, due to engaging in conjugal relations with his wife. He would perform ghusl and then he would fast. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها وأم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصبح جنوبا من غير حلم ثم يصوم متفق عليه. Another hadith says that Sayyidina Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها and أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, both the wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they say that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to rise in the morning in the state of janaba, and this was not due to wet dream, but it was obviously due to conjugal relationships with his wife. And then he would make ghusl and he would fast. So what is hadith? Both is ahadith explained that if the person wakes up in the morning and he has to keep roza for the day, it does not mean that waking up in the morning in the condition of janaba, then that means the person's fast is nullified or he is unable to keep roza. This hadith explains the person in the state of janaba, major impurity, does not need to perform ghusl before the time of Fajr enters for his fast to be valid. Sometimes the person might think that from Fajr I have to be in a pure state. So it's possible sometimes a person fell off to sleep. In this hadith is saying Rasulullah ﷺ, due to conjugal relations with his wife, then he would make ghusl and keep his roza. So more the reason on a person who has a wet dream. Man woke up in the morning, or youngster woke up in the morning, and it's Ramadan time, and he realizes he requires a fard, he requires a ghusl, and he had a wet dream. Now, the roza has already commenced, the time is coming already. What does he do? His fast will not be nullified. All he needs to do is make ghusl, and begin, and obviously, his fast has already begun. So, here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith, we understand that when he required ghusl, then Fajr time entered, the fast is still valid. Person make his intention to fast in this state. So whilst in the state, a person just has to make intention that I am keeping my roza, then he performs ghusl, and after the time of suhoor, no problem, and he'll make his ghusl whilst he is now fasting. So this rule applies to a person who even has a wet dream, or a person had conjugal relations, and then fasting had already commenced, he made his niyat, he has his ghusl, and he continues his fast. This does not mean that due to having a wet dream, etc., then it means a person's fast is nullified, or he is unable to fast. This, please, we should not confuse this masala, that whilst fasting, of course, a person should not have any conjugal relations. That could break the fast completely. We are talking about before the time period of Sehri, or before Fajr came in, person had conjugal relationships, he required ghusl, Fajr entered already, no problem, he can keep his fast. All he needs to do is make his intention and make his ghusl. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.